Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, let's do a review of the news for quarter number one, which is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Yes, Andy, fans are back. That means GoPSURV.com is back. You know the routine. It's those RVs that are set up, ready and waiting for you. All you got to do is drive to Happy Valley. Everything's set up and ready for you. Guess what, Andrew? Mark, celebrating the start of the new year and that fans are back. For the first game, Ball State, he's holding a raffle for a free RV for that weekend for our KSN listeners. If you have the app,
nice.
Keystone Sports, if you don't have it, download it. There's the button there where you could enter to win the free RV for the Ball State game. That is a great prize. Andy, let's
talk. That's a sign that fans are back.
Yeah, it is. It's great news, isn't it?
That is great news.
That's a fun place to go to celebrate the football weekend. All right, let's hit some of the Penn State news here. One of the items just came up this week. Jaden Gould, a four-star cornerback out of Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. He announced that he would make his commitment on Sunday. And it was down to Penn State and USC. All evidence was pointing towards Penn State. Then all of a sudden in the last couple days, we get all these crystal ball predictions. Guess what? They think he's going to USC. That's recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah. A, that's recruiting. B, he's a corner, right?
Yes.
So position of strength for Penn State. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Joey Porter Jr., you know, I know he's a 2022 guy, but, you know, King, it's a position of strength for Penn State. So, opportunity? I mean, look, we've got guys that we know can play a little bit of corner already on the Penn State roster who have switched positions, at least two of them, right? Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis have kind of done a little bit of position change, but both have played a decent amount, you would say, as corners, and, you know, they're making position changes. So it's a crowded house at that position for Penn State. Maybe that has something to do with it, but, you know, recruiting and being recruiting also had something to do with it.
Well, they also have many prospects for the 2022 class at cornerback. So, again, this – And it's not over. He hasn't made his announcement yet. These are just predictions. So we don't know for sure which way he's going to go come Sunday. But it's not a good sign that all these predictions are now going to USC. Another member of the 2022 class is Caden Saunders. He's the wide receiver from the state of Ohio. And he's a player that many fans had some concern about that he was going to keep looking. In the last couple weeks, he confirmed his commitment to Penn State. He came out with the 107% committed, which is the new level of commitment for players. But Andy, he's been blowing up the camp scene, the summer camp scene. He is getting absolutely rave reviews.
Yeah, good. It's because he's fast, right? Everybody's enamored with fast. And it's even more fun to be enamored when they're playing what I call underwear football. I mean, camps is underwear football. Speed matters, right, in today's game. Space, speed, it's relevant. He's got it. He's committed to Penn State. There's about six other elements to being a good wide receiver that you can't get from a camp or underwear football. And they go far beyond just being fast. I'm not ripping the guy because – fast is good. KJ Hamler was a fast kid, right? But he also developed into an NFL wide receiver, right? NFL, you know, level slot wide receiver. And there's more to it than just being fast. But certainly fast in open space and blowing dudes up in camp, that doesn't hurt you.
Well, some of the scouting reports, too, from these camps say it's not just straight-ahead speed. It's his ability to create separation, which is so important for a wide receiver. He's getting rave reviews. I think that's great. He sounds like that dynamic kind of player that you're automatically going to compare him to KJ Hamler. And I even saw, you know, one report that said, hey, going into it, he's probably should be more highly ranked even than KJ Hamler, which it's great to hear. And I love the Hamler comparison. Let's move on to a couple other items, Andrew.
We got some more.
Yeah, and this one is always interesting when they put out, Penn State puts out a new roster with new weights. And there's always little nuggets in there that you could find. I know that you took a look at this.
I did.
What kind of struck you when you went over this list?
So I'll grab the ones that I kind of like, I liked, right, and was curious by. First of all, Sean Clifford up to 220 pounds. I like a 220-pound quarterback. I just do. I think the way Sean has transformed himself since coming to Penn State, you know, the way he's, you know, shaped his body and become a, you know, more viable physical player as a quarterback is nothing good. Up 6 pounds to 220, I'm sure it's good weight, right? Sean's put nothing but good weight on the last, I'd say, 2.5 years, right? So that one I'm intrigued by. Noah Kane up 9 pounds to 237. You know, he's injured, right? He's coming back from an injury. Give him a break. I'm not necessarily overly concerned about that, but I was intrigued by it. Here's the other running back one. Kevon Lee down 18 pounds to 220. Whatever he played at as a freshman last year, I didn't think it was problematic. But, you know, I don't know. Does he have more giddy up in his step? But, you know, 18 pounds is a lot for, you know, an athlete like him. But maybe he had some, you know, sort of that younger high school type, you know, wait to take off and do it. But 18 pounds is a lot. I don't think it's problematic. I don't know if it's good or bad, but that was just my analysis. Juice Scruggs is a guard, up 13 pounds to 315. That screams, I'm playing guard. Does that do the same thing to you? That just screams, I'm at the right weight to play guard.
Well, the couple, same kind of things stood out to me. The Kevon Lee, it was fascinating to me, the conversation last year. He played very well, and if I remember correctly, he was not an early entry guy. And there was conversation even back then about, gee, wait till they shape his body a bit. Because he had no spring, no off season, and we know the crazy COVID year last year.
Right.
You just get the feeling that Dwight Gault took that clay and molded it. I don't know if it's like, you know, first we get rid of the bad weight and then we're going to put more on later. But it just seems like somebody made a decision that he's going to lose some weight, and I suspect it'll be good. The Noah Kane weight, again, I'm not concerned about it, but you wonder about a guy who's been hurt.
Absolutely.
You know, is this a case where he's not able to work out the way he wants to? And, you know, you have a few extra donuts and that's how you end up heavier as opposed to it being good.
Cheeseburgers and chicken wings. Come on, get it right, Jim.
Okay, cheeseburgers and chicken wings. I have no problem with either of those.
Yeah, I don't see him as problematic. I mean, Keandre Lambert-Smith down 5 pounds of 181. Five isn't much, but he ain't that big a dude. You know, does it make a difference? I don't know if there's a difference between 180 and 185, right? I don't know if it makes that much of a difference, but I'd rather see him gone from 185 to 190 than 185 to 180. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the kind of things you look at. And it's not, you know, 4 or 5 pounds, even on the smaller guys, you just wonder, you know, when they weighed in the previous time, was it before working out? And in this time, it's after working out. The difference of a few pounds, you know, that may not be much of a difference. You look for the bigger ones, like you have Marquee Wilson going up 10 pounds.
Well, yeah, that's a position change, and I that one made sense to me. I like Brenton Strange up 10 pounds at a tight end. I mean, you always saw him, his frame, even though he's not as big as Theo Johnson, his frame was built to add more weight to it. You could tell that when he came out of high school and played earlier, like, they can always add 5 to 10 pounds to this kid and it'll be really, really good. And I just think that that's a good thing for him on many fronts. But I just think at, you know, 256 pounds, that's better than 246. Closer to 260 than 250, good.
And one last news item. Penn State football player Christian Vayu was charged after police said they found marijuana in his apartment. Yep. Don't want to make any judgment on Christian Vayu, but is this, first of all, is this a big deal at all? Does this matter at all? And the second part of the question, Andy, is we've talked about being short on scholarship quarterbacks. Not that anything's going to happen here, but might this make James Franklin more likely to bring in another scholarship quarterback?
Well, I think James was quarterback shopping already. First of all, I don't care about this, but I don't care. It was a misdemeanor possession of a small amount of marijuana. And I think it's stupid, but marijuana and it being illegal, I just think, come on, it's 2021. I understand the value of it on many fronts, but that's just a personal opinion, and I don't care, but it does impact, you know, will there be, you know, program implications? Will there be university? Will there be, you know, it's a misdemeanor, possession of a small amount. Will there be some kind of suspension that makes the quarterback room even tighter? That's the impact, but I think this changes, you know, James, it's pretty clear James always wanted a quarterback to add to this, a transfer. And now this maybe makes it more of a need, depends on how this plays out, right?
Exactly. Andy, that is it for the news. We've got Ross Tucker coming in quarter number two for Tucker's Tape. Guess what? Ross is going to begin his review of the 2021 commits. Great series. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Monday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.